Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For most of the last two decades, our next guest has been busy helping companies find locations for their factories and offices. What are companies looking for these days? Has anything changed since the pandemic? And is our state a good business location state? Dee Dee Caldwell is president and founding principal of Global Location Strategies. She joins us by phone now from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. Dee Dee, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
I originally started working with Fluor Daniel, now known as Fluor, back in the late 90s in the site selection group. And I worked for Fluor for about 7 years before leaving to do some other things. And then I started my own business and kind of by accident got back into site selection consulting. So Global Location Strategies has been around since 2008. Our focus is really on manufacturing and industrial site selection with a particular niche in capital-intensive and resource-intensive processes. We are a full-service site selection and incentive negotiation firm, so we help companies with their location strategy all the way from trying to determine where in the world they should be looking for a site or a building to actually identifying and evaluating those sites, negotiating the incentives, and doing the due diligence. And then we also do a little bit of consulting as well with economic development agencies and helping them be more successful in recruiting jobs and investment to their region.
And just by your name, I'm going to assume that you are doing this worldwide?
Yes. I say that I've spent the first 10 years of my career moving companies out of the United States, and I've spent the last 10 years of my career moving them back in. So really since 2013, we've seen more of an emphasis on companies coming to the United States, but we do work globally. We've got two projects that just kicked off in Europe, and we also have clients that are from all over the world.
This relocation back into the United States, has that accelerated even further because of the pandemic?
I wouldn't necessarily call it relocation. So there's a lot of talk about onshoring. And most of what we do is not technically onshoring. It's just building additional capacity. So companies are coming to the United States and building new capacity here as opposed to replacing capacity that they're closing down elsewhere. But I do think there has been a bit of a shift since the pandemic such that we actually have our very first, what I would call reshoring project, and that's a company that is going to no longer serve the U.S. market from Asia. They are building capacity here to serve that market. I do think we're going to start to see that as companies start to realign their supply chains, but it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a long time, particularly for the capital-intensive projects that require, you know, tens and sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars worth of investment.
And South Carolina seems to have had good fortune in site location from companies from around the world. How is South Carolina looking today as a great place to locate a factory or an office or a retail business?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that South Carolina still looks very strong. South Carolina has a really great location from a logistics perspective. So certainly the Port of Charleston, the inland port in Greer, the interstates, access to the East Coast markets. So from a logistics perspective, it really makes a lot of sense. We also have a pretty competitive cost structure when it comes to labor and electricity and things like that. There are a couple of areas that I think that South Carolina is weak on. One of them happens to be the property tax structure. So we have one of the most expensive property tax structures for businesses in the country. So we really rely on incentives for that. And then the other thing is, I think that South Carolina has been a little bit of a victim of its own success from the perspective that the labor market's pretty tight. And then the other thing is that it's difficult to find really good industrial sites that are ready to go.
What else are companies looking for?
Well, essentially, companies make decisions based on where they feel like they're going to get the best combination of high quality and low cost and low risk. And we've been making this kind of analysis for decades, but we've actually, over the last couple of years, invested in developing an online software called Site Shepherd so that we can collaborate around the world in different organizations and different teams on helping them understand what that trade-off really is. And of course, what's best for one company is not going to be what's best for the other.
Well, Dee Dee, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much. Great talking with you.
Dee Dee Caldwell is president and founding principal of Global Locations Strategies. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. Just click on demand listening. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.